flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't yet know where, when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die while you're alive, where am I? When I die while you're alive, where am I? Chidevadi hastu, chidevalokash, chidevabhutani, chidendriyani, karta chidanta karanam chideva, chideva sarvam.
همچند A man kept visiting a saint. Every day he would expect the saint to say few words of wisdom to him. But the saint kept mum. He would go and sit, and visitors would come and go. And saint was talking with those visitors. But to this man, he never said anything. One day the man asked the saint, "Why don't you give me some nuggets of wisdom? Why don't you say me some good words, some message?" And the saint said, "Okay, what you want?" The man said, "Tell me something that I should do in this world." And the saint said one of the oldest Sufi saying, "Neki kar darya mein dal." Do good and forget about it. The man said thank you to the saint, and he saw an old lady who is blind and she cannot walk. So he offered her help. He helped her cross the road, and after making her cross the road, there was a well. And he pushed her into that well. So the wrong center is working. Teachings are always there. But when the understanding of those teachings is perverted, whatever you do, even if the teaching is righteous, things will go haywire. Understanding the teaching, understanding the wisdom, takes time. No matter what you know, no matter how much you have studied, how much you have preached, the hallmark of spirituality is the practical life. What you do to become compassionate is to reach the pinnacle of spirituality. Spiritual purity lies in reaching the zenith of compassion, mercy, empathy, feeling of oneness, so today's Murli explores this very important aspect of spiritual life: compassion, mercy, empathy, kindness, giving, becoming a donor, philanthropy, altruism, a good Samaritan. Baba has given many self-respects and many elevated versions. And this mercy is not just a limited one, especially those who are weak, especially for those who are under influence, especially those who are lacking attainments. To become merciful, to become compassionate, is a great challenge. A big-hearted heart is needed. A magnanimous heart, munificent heart. Without this generosity, the act of giving is not possible. Man lives his whole life revolving around the selfish center. Baba said, I am the ocean of mercy. So you are the master ocean of mercy. You are the compassionate ones, the merciful ones. You are the elevated souls of this world. You are the righteous souls of this world. You are the one who alone can become bodiless, voiceless, egoless. You are the one who has got the stock of mercy. You are the one who is a donor. You are the one who is abundant. You are the one who is Ichha Matram Avidya, the state of desirelessness. You are the one who is big-hearted. You are the one who is the emperor. You are the one who is the child of the donor. how to imbibe this virtue of compassion, unlimited compassion. Compassion for oneself, compassion for this Brahmin family, compassion for the whole world. Compassion for the five elements of the nature, compassion for all the animals. Compassion in everything. How can compassion melt a stone? You can churn this topic and write on this. Compassion melts, Baba said. No matter what sanskars others are having, compassion has the power to melt it into water. No matter how much they oppose you, compassion can make them situate into the position of, into their, can make them stable in their position. No matter how they oppose you, they will garland you. No matter how bitter, inclement, the karmic account is, everything will get finished and a new account will start. All this because of compassion. No matter how tough somebody's nature is, that will change. A transformation of heart will happen. So compassion has that power. So be compassionate even to those. They might be your seniors. They might be your juniors, your colleagues. But you don't have to go and tell them that I am compassionate towards you. Compassion is a silent river flowing within. Compassion doesn't speak, it acts. Compassion is the silent spiritual stamina. Compassion is to have big heart, a magnanimous heart. Udar charita naam tu, where the whole world vasudeva kutumbakam. Everyone is mine. No matter what they do. They might oppose you, they might malign you, condemn you, cast aspersions on you, abuse you, criticize you, troll you, pull you down, insult you. But we know that they are under influence. We know that they are weak souls. Compassion is silent tolerance. Compassion is empathy. It understands. It is considerate. It is thoughtful. Compassion knows the language of giving. Compassion is a donor. Compassion is a philanthropist. The true altruism. So you can write on that one topic. How can compassion melt? Reciting your own experiences of life. The second is this act of giving without counting experiment. Give, but don't count. Deities, they give. God gives, he doesn't count. Give, but give without attachment. Give, but give without judgment. And third, give, but give without expectation. So give, but give without expectation. Give without attachment, and give without judgment. Don't judge. Judgment kills sometimes. And give without counting. The stock is abundant. You are emperor. You are big-hearted. You are kings. You are queens. Your royalty lies in giving, not in hoarding. The nature to hoard, to gather, to garner. To gather. Gathering nature, hoarding nature. Storing nature. Holding nature. Capturing nature. Snatching nature. Give, but without expectation. Give, but without attachment. Give, without judgment. So you can do this experiment throughout the day. Try giving things. Give and forget. Not even the mental account. The third thing is you can create a picture or a collage of compassion. There, photo. What it comes to the mind when you think of compassion? Who comes in front of your mind when you think of mercy? What picture? What person? What act? What action? What charitable deed? What great personality? What portrait of five elements come in front of your eyes when you think of compassion? A tree, the sky, a king, great men, the saints, the river, they all give. Give without any expectation. They can create a collage. And the last, in the groups and good wishes to oneself, to the Brahmin family, to the souls of this world. Let the compassion reflect in what you eat. Let our eating become non-violent. And as we said the other day, eating fruits is the purest form of compassion. You don't harm animals, you don't harm the environment, you don't harm the other human beings. You remain in higher consciousness, in harmony, in sync with nature. No flock that ranged this valley to slaughter, I condemn, taught by the power that pities me, I learn to pity them. An English author says, no flock that range this valley, no flock of sheep that is loitering around, moving around this valley. I can kill them and I can make them my food and eat them. I can do this. It's quite easy for me. No flock that range this valley to slaughter, I condemn. I do not condemn, but taught by the power that pities me. There is a power above me. That power pities me. That power has Mercy upon me. I learned to pity them. Those mute animals. Those mute beings. Adopting fruits is the highest form of spiritual life. It ushers you into the world of compassion and mercy. It fosters spiritual growth, a spirit of harmony within you. You move in sync with nature and you don't want to harm anybody for your own selfish, sensual gratification. So all these things you can do, a virtual hug. It's a virtual hug, not the actual hug. Virtual hug is to send blessings, is to send messages, is to send good wishes across the globe to each and every soul of this planet Earth. May all be happy, may all be free from diseases. Not just that. May all know who they are. May they all understand God. And they may all get connected to the Supreme. So these are the tasks. Creative writing and compassion melts. Giving without counting experiment. That is the second thing. And the third thing is a photograph, a picture, a portrait, a drawing, a digital image. Anything you can think of which mirrors compassion, goodness, kindness, goodwill, generosity, giving, donation, being a sponsor, a grantor. When you give money, it is philanthropy. When you give support, help, it is compassion. There are different words. Emotional compassion, material compassion, social compassion. You help the poor. You educate the uneducated. You give emotions. Support to the one in grief reaction, post-traumatic stress disorder. You exhibit the spirit of compassion. So photograph, and the last is hug. Write some beautiful message, something which you want to do for others. Om Shanti.